With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. In the age of social media and so-called fake or deep fake news, where images and sound can be manipulated, it's hard to tell what's authentic. Sam Gregory runs a human rights video service and has taught at Harvard. He talked to journalists at a recent conference sponsored by the Santa Fe Council on International Relations and said most deep fakes are not political.
Now there's a whole bunch of headlines saying deepfakes are going to destroy the 2020 election, and I'm not sure they're going to, right? What we should emphasize, and this comes through, of course, very strongly in the experiences of women like Rana Ayoub, who spoke yesterday, is we do have a very real problem of gender-based violence with deepfakes. 96% of deepfakes are non-consensual sexual images of women at the moment. They're not political deepfakes. They're women having their bodies and their visages appropriated in ways they did not consent to and that harm them. So at this point, you might be saying, well, this doesn't sound terrible. This sounds like a problem that maybe is just an extension. And I would kind of agree with this. The sky is not falling yet. What this means, though, is actually we can do better at preparing. And we do need to prepare. All the technical trends suggest this will get easier to do, cheaper to do. You can already buy a deepfake for $50 if you want one online, and more accessible on mobile devices.
Gregory also gave advice on how to spot a fake news or information item.
The way you should be thinking about how you might spot a deepfake is classic media literacy. Where does this come from? Who shared it to me? Why did they share it to me? And then we need people to give you technical signals that tell you there's manipulation. So I can tell you a video is manipulated, then you need to work out if it's a malicious manipulation.
Gregory told conference participants there are tools to help detect false information, including the website firstdraftnews.org. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.